Thank you for joining me to hear about the story of Alexander, the first Lord Forbes. I'm Bart Forbes of the Clan Forbes Society. Now, the fifth Laird of Forbes was born in 1350 and was known as John of the Black Lip due to a facial birthmark. In 1375, he married Elizabeth, daughter of Sir Gilbert Kennedy of Dunure. Sir John's eldest son, Alexander, was born in 1380. Alexander became a close friend of Alexander Stuart, who was the illegitimate, or what they called the natural son, of Alexander Stuart, Earl of Buchan, and grandson of Robert II, King of the Scots. In 1404, Alexander Stuart married Elizabeth Douglas, Countess of Mar, and he thereby became the Earl of Mar. So in 1408, Mar and Forbes traveled to England for a jousting competition organized by Henry Beaumont, 5th Baron Beaumont. The Scottish poet and chronicler, Andrew de Winton, praised Forbes as one of the four Scottish knights who bested the English knights in that tournament. Upon his return to Scotland, Forbes followed his friend, the Earl of Mar, into battle over competing claims to the Earldom of Ross. Here's the background, which is a bit complicated. Marjorie Bruce, the eldest daughter of Robert the Bruce, also known as Robert I, King of the Scots, had married Walter Stuart, High Steward of Scotland. When her brother David II died in 1371, their son Robert Stuart claimed the throne as Robert II, and he became the first of the House of Stuart. When he died in 1390, his son, John Stuart, took the throne as Robert III. Now, during his reign, power rested largely in the hands of his brother, Robert Stuart, who was at that time the first Duke of Albany. In 1402, Stuart assumed the protection of Euphemia, the Countess of Ross, who was the daughter of Alexander Leslie, the Earl of Ross, and his wife Isabella Stuart, Stuart's daughter. Now, Euphemia had succeeded to the Earldom of Ross upon her father's death in 1402. Now, this claim was contested by the powerful Donald of Isla, Lord of the Isles. He had married Euphemia's Aunt Mariotta, the daughter of the Countess of Ross, and her husband, Walter Leslie, Earl of Ross. You got all that? Now, to secure his claim, Donald of Isla recruited fighting men from the families of the MacIntosh, MacLean, MacLeod, Cameron, and Hatton to join with the military force raised by the MacDonalds. In 1411, Donald of Isla was met at Harlaw on July 24, 1411, by a force commanded by the Earl of Mar, who commanded forces raised from the families of Leslie, Lovell, Murray, Stratton, and Forbes. After a battle lasting all day, Donald withdrew. Both sides suffered casualties of 600 to 1,000 men, including the chiefs of the MacIntoshes and MacLeans. Now, Alexander Forbes's prowess in battle was celebrated in the folk ballad, The Battle of Harlaw. However, the ballad was more fiction than fact, since the lyrics imply that brave Forbes himself killed Donald, who is also called MacDonald. Here are some of the lyrics. The first strike that Forbes struck, he made MacDonald reel, and the next strike that Forbes struck, the great MacDonald fell. Well, Mar was so impressed by Alexander Forbes's fighting skills and bravery during the Battle of Harlaw that they became fast friends for the rest of their lives. Thanks to his connection with Mar and the king himself, Alexander continued to acquire more land. And in 1421, Forbes married Elizabeth, the only daughter of George Douglas, Earl of Angus, and she was also the granddaughter of Robert III. In March 21st, Alexander's battle skills were once again tested at the Battle of Baugé in France. Here's the background on that battle. Since 1337, the English rulers of the House of Plantagenet contested the House of Valois over the right to rule the entire Kingdom of France. This turned into the Hundred Years' War, and it continued when Henry V of England won the Battle of Agincourt in 1415 and regained much of England's previously held lands in France. By 1419, the House of Valois had lost Normandy to the English and was besieged with a civil war with the supporters of the Dukes of Burgundy. Now, the Scots had maintained an alliance with France since 1295, and so Charles, the son and heir of King Charles VI of France, appealed to the Scots for assistance. Accordingly, Scotland sent 7,000 troops, commanded by Sir John Stuart of Darnley, Archibald Douglas, Earl of Wigton, and later 5th Earl of Douglas, and John Stuart, Earl of Buchan. Forbes himself commanded a regiment under their leadership. With their French allies, the Scots army defeated the English army at Beaujeu and killed its commander, and that was English King Henry V's brother, Thomas, Duke of Clarence. After this battle, the Earl of Mar granted Alexander more lands, including Offord, where the present Castle Forbes stands. Now, in 1423, Humphrey, Duke of Gloucester, and an uncle of the young King Henry VI of England, negotiated for the release of James, the son and heir of Robert III of Scotland. James had been seized by English pirates in 1406, brought to Henry V of England, and educated at the English court. Gloucester proposed that several Scottish knights should serve as hostages at Durham. Among them were Alexander of Seton, Lord of Gordon, Walter of Ogilvy, and Sir Alexander Forbes. James was released in April 1424 and crowned in May 1424. In gratitude for Alexander's service, James I, King of the Scots, appointed Alexander to his King's Council. In 1429, the King granted him a royal charter that consolidated most of the estates into the Lordship of Forbes. Now, once again, Sir Alexander's military prowess was employed by his lifelong friend, the Earl of Mar. Alexander of Islay, Lord of the Isles and Earl of Ross, had proved as troublesome as his father Donald, who had caused the Battle of Harlaw. Therefore, James, King of the Scots, had him imprisoned. In 1431, Donald Balloch, chief of the MacDonalds, led an army from Islay deep into the Highlands to demand his release. Sir Alexander joined the king's forces led by the Earl of Mar and Alan Stewart, the 4th Earl of Caithness, to repel the MacDonald army. Near the present-day Fort William, Mar and Caithness were defeated at the Battle of Inverlochy. Sir Alexander survived and joined the forces commanded by King James himself that eventually dispersed the Islay army. Now, in 1440, Sir Alexander started building the first permanent castle around an old tower built in the previous century. This Castle Forbes replaced the earlier fortifications on nearby Castle Hill, known as Draminer, which is Gaelic for Ridge of the Confluence, and that referred to the two rivers nearby. Lord Forbes was first specifically mentioned as sitting in Parliament in 1445. By the time of his death in 1448, Alexander, 1st Lord Forbes, had greatly expanded the family fortune, land, and influence. He was succeeded by his eldest son, James, the 2nd Lord Forbes. And that is the story of Alexander, the 1st Lord Forbes. You can learn more by visiting the Clan Forbes Society website, Facebook page, Instagram account, YouTube channel, or any other social media. Just search for Clan Forbes Society. Thank you.